Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
What's up, everybody? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about Justin's new book, Coffee Money Real Estate. Before we do that, though, I want to talk to you guys about Casual Fridays REI Consulting. Guys, we're really excited to be offering this. We're seeing some great results. It's really awesome. Basically, we're here to help. It doesn't matter if you're brand new to this and you just want some help picking and pricing a county, or you've been at it for a while and you're looking for some ways to expand. All you got to do is go to our website at www.casualfridaysrei.com. Click on the consulting tab, walk through the sign up, and then we'll be in touch to help you get started.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
And how was your week last week?
My week was good. Yeah, I think I'm trying to remember, but I don't remember anything bad happening, so that makes it good.
Okay, yeah. Mine was kind of bittersweet.
Oh.
Yeah, we had to put our beloved Bailey down.
Yeah.
Sad 14 years of companionship.
Yeah, that is sad. Yeah, that broke my heart when I heard.
Yeah, but you know, life's kind of full circle. Then we also launched our first ebook.
Yeah, we did. We're going to talk about that today.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it today. So it's kind of, let's just say, bittersweet. You know, you had to teach your kids about death and processing. And this is the second dog this year we put down. So it was 8 months ago we put Kinsey down, and Bailey went down. She got to go across the Rainbow Bridge into heaven on Friday morning. The kids got to pet her one last time, and you know, they know Dad walked her to heaven's gates. So that's one of the hardest things about being a dad. You know, we talk a lot about real estate, and we kind of relate into normal life, but that's one of the hardest things is having to be the strong one through that.
Yeah, that scares me to death. Bear's one of them. He is my best, I call him my best friend because he's bear, but yeah, that scares me to have to do that. So
yeah,
sorry to hear that.
Yeah, let's get that out of the way. I mean, it's just kind of, let's talk about our weeks. We got good things and bad things. We sold a few properties last week. We bought a few more properties, and our mailers are starting to hit across the country. So that's great.
Yeah, that's good. I always love when they start hitting and the calls really start coming in. It's an exciting time.
You had a few properties come back last week, didn't you?
They're coming back strong right now. I mean, it seems to always be coming back. Two of them really stand out. I really want them, mm-hmm. but then the rest of them are just, I mean, they're mostly just junk.
And then you found a trickster again, huh?
Oh, yeah. This lady, man, it's almost the exact same story.
Uh-huh.
Old lady, super sweet, right? She told me that she died and went to heaven once, but, you know, that's a completely different story. Now okay. She wants to talk about land, and property belonged to Dad. Dad passed away. She's been paying the taxes. And then I look up the deed while I'm talking to her, mm-hmm. and there's all these other people on it.
Okay.
So I'm like, who's this? Well, that's me. Well, your name is this. This says this. Oh, that's my stepmom. Okay, well, who is this? I don't know. Well, are you an only child? Well, I got a brother, but he's dead too. Oh, well, and then I said one more name. Oh, that's my sister-in-law, but she's dead too. I'm like, man, so everyone in your family's dead that's on this deed, huh?
Uh-huh.
So, dude, anyway.
When I was in the corporate world, I had a guy that had absenteeism, and you could take off for a death in the family, and you go to the funeral. You could take off, and you wouldn't get in trouble. Well, you had 90 days, and if you had 12 occurrences in 90 days, then you would get in serious trouble. This was his third time. Well, he kept just saying somebody else died. His brother died. His sister died. He had 12 brothers and sisters, and instead of just being honest, say, hey, guys, I'm not, he brought in 12 obituaries that he made up. He took pictures of dead people and put new names with it and brought it all in for his investigation.
Wow.
And his representative just was like, I can't believe he's actually telling y'all this story. This is so far out there. It turned out he had a problem and he had to go to rehab and he got taken care of. Got to save his job, but you know, it's funny the things that people will say.
Yeah. I remember that absenteeism policy because I was definitely called on it my last, I don't know,
yeah,
5-6 months there.
Lucky for you, you had a best friend that knew exactly to the days to how to manipulate it to get what you needed done.
Yeah.
So it pays to have a good network, right?
Yeah, it does. Because I would have been called into, what do they call that? Investigation. I've been called an investigation several times, if not.
Yeah, me and Adam in a previous life. a long previous life.
Yeah.
I actually went to a car show Sunday morning when we record on Sunday. So I drove the Z28 to Adam's and I stopped by a little car show in the morning and actually saw two retirees from that previous life. And they just kind of looked and they're like, well, you look good. You know, don't look like death. They're not working 19 and 2. And geez, 12 to 15 hours a day. So
Yeah, I think about that. People don't really realize what a manager works on the railroad, you know? And so when you were up in Denison, weren't you working like 12 on, 3 off? Or what was it?
I worked 11 on, 3 off.
11 on, and then from...
I was 24 hours a day.
Yeah, yeah. So weren't you were required like to be there from like, I don't know, 7 to 7, and then on call 7P to 7A?
No. My first call was at 6:30 in the morning. And so I had to get there and get ready for the call. So I would walk in the office at 5:45 every morning. And then after about a year of it, I was just like physically shutting down because there was no sleep, because that territory had so many trains come through that I was working all night, and I'd get called out at night to go add water to a locomotive or to help with this and help with that. So finally they told them that they had to call the executive for my area before they could call me out from midnight to 4 a.m. So they gave me a 4-hour window I could sleep. Unless it was an emergency, they had to get approval before they could call and wake me up.
That's why I hate that place. That's one of the many, many reasons I hate that place.
Yeah.
But that is a completely different life. Now we're selling real estate on eBay, and you're going to walk us through
that,
right?
We're going to talk about that book today. I mean, it's great. We did a soft launch on it last week. Thanks to Brian. He helped spearhead how we got it to the digital platforms, and he got it across almost every digital platform. Amazon should be finished up as you're listening to this, or the next day or so. So Monday, Tuesday, we did put a little bit of price on it. It's $9.99 on those digital platforms. And like I told on an earlier show, half the profit that we get off that is going to charity. So it's not something that it's super profitable for us, but it is adds value to the people that are listening to the show. And when we originally bought Land Academy, the cash flow from Land Show, their course, the 1.0, and man, was that September of 16? Has it been that long?
I don't know. I bought mine in April of 16.
Yeah, so mine would have been around September of 16. And then, so you're watching that show, and Steve, he talks about going to Arkansas COSL page, and you can buy property over there. You just walk in and just pay with a credit card and get you some property. So as we did that, we bought a couple pieces of property right then. Jessica did, because it was her business at the time. We bought 3 pieces of property. We ended up selling them. I think we gave $300 each for them, something like that, maybe a little bit less. And sold them all for a little bit between $1,000 and $1,200. And I was like, well, that was pretty easy. Mm-hmm. Well, then we've gotten into our business and we started buying. We bought our first county and we kind of just bought a few more in between there and there. And then towards the end of 18 or middle of 18, I was like, hey, I kind of want to ramp up my small land business again, because we were working on big flips. I mean, if you're making $10,000 to $50,000 a flip, you don't really worry about a $500 profit property. It's just not in your mind. But in my head, I'm thinking, okay, how can I scale the business and what does that look like? So I said, well, let's put this together. So I tried to hire 2 people prior to Beth coming on to do that business for me, and just didn't work out. They didn't get motivated about it. They wanted me to do it for them, and then they wanted to hold their hand out like I'm an ATM. And hey guys, unfortunately, that's not how this works. You know, but it does pay like an ATM. So we got Beth there and I said, hey, I wrote this book. I want you to follow it step by step, and then we're going to implement it. And this is what you're going to do. So that was basically her training manual that says, hey, you're going to check out due diligence. And we walked through each piece of that. So she went on there. She bought, I think her first thing, we bought 10 properties. She did the due diligence, got all the stuff in place, talked to the counties. We put them on eBay. And each one was generating, like every 5 days, she was generating, you know, anywhere from $300 to $1,000 in profit. And that's not bad every day for every 5 days to hit you. Mm-mm. I mean, we always joke about Lambos and Rolexes, and realistically, that model could pay for a Lamborghini payment if you had another job.
Yeah.
It could.
It could. You'd be awful foolish to do that. But
no, I agree with that. That's not what it's designed for. But, you know, we talk about how you move your money around and what you do and whatever your goals are in life. And we like to believe that everybody wants to do this full time, take care of themselves, grow this massive wealth. But in reality, some people just want a little bit of extra money. And that's what this is designed for. You know, if for $200 or $300, you could generate an extra $1,500, I think all of us would do it. And the book walks you through that, how to use coffee money, $5 a day, over 30 days, which is $150, and buy 3 properties. And what does that turn into? And how do you continue to scale that?
Yeah, it's a great idea. I mean, you are right that you and I kind of think that everyone wants to do this full time, mm-hmm. right? But there's some people that have really good jobs and they may just be looking for extra income for whatever reason. Maybe they're saving up for a vacation. Maybe they're saving up for a house or down payment, a new car, whatever it is they're saving for. If you get $150 and you can invest it into over-the-counter land mm-hmm. and resell it on eBay, basically putting zero time into it, mm-hmm. and you're making really good side money.
Yeah. No, we've done Amazon together. That's so I feel like we can talk about this together. But, you know, when we were buying our Amazon stuff, we were paying $2-3 for it, bringing it in from China. And then we're turning around selling it, and it's selling anywhere from $6 to $10. After we pay our fees and everything, we'd be lucky if we doubled our money.
Mm-hmm.
And on this, you're buying something for $50 to $100 if you buy stuff that you're making an offer on at that price for stuff that's been sitting for a while. You can buy stuff that's still on there for $180, $200. But then you sell it. Realistically, you could take these properties that we're talking about buying and add them to your cash flow. And you say, hey, you offer $50. You say, hey, I want $100 down and $100 a month for 12 months. Now you've turned $100 into $1,300. And you know, you may have some fees that come back, some levies, some taxes, and some things like that. But this is a legitimate way to increase your little monthly income without much risk.
Yeah. Can you give us a walkthrough of the book? Like, give us an overview of everything?
Yeah. So we'll just start from the beginning. We tell you about what deeds, and we tell you about tax deeds a little bit about tax liens. And then we say, hey, let's use Arkansas. And Arkansas is great because it has the COSL page. And that's the Central Office of State Lands. And then that's where they store all the properties that are over the counter. You go there and we tell you where to look for them on the list. So you have, like, the list is basically yellow and green. If you get down to the green properties, those properties have set so long, you can make an offer on them. You write out a check for each one you're making an offer on. You send it to them. And then they tell you yes or no. It takes, after they approve it, it takes 30 days plus 10 days. You get the land back, till you get the land back. Then you'll get the deeds. Then we set ours up to where every 5 days we automate it and we set a boilerplate up and we sell it on eBay. We add a doc fee to it and then we let it go no reserve. So our doc fee covers the eBay cost, the recording, the stamps, and then a little bit of profit. And then whatever it sells for, it's extra profit.
Mm-hmm. And you've had some sell for just very little and some sell for pretty high.
I had one sell for $10. So you think the guy's ecstatic? He bought a piece of property that's a beautiful piece of property. I mean, it's a tree. It's got road to it. We talk about in a book that you only want to buy property that you can see on Street View. So you can see what you're actually doing. So you don't have to send a photographer out there. You've got Google Street View. You take a picture and you put it up there. So it's a great little hack that we use there.
Mm-hmm. And even for the one that sold for $10, I mean, you're still making a good profit because you got the doc fee in there.
Yeah, so it sold for $10. He paid $310.50. And so the eBay fees are $70. We paid $50 for the property, so we have $120 in it. And then the stamps are
$3.
I'm sorry, they're free on that one because it was under $100. And then the recording's $25. So we're all into this property for $145, and we got paid $310.
I'll take that.
Yeah, I think we'd all do that. You know, if you gave me a dollar and I gave you a $2 bill back or a $5 bill back every time, you'd do it over and over and over and over.
So what's that, $165 in profit?
Yeah.
I would say most people probably make that a day, like at their day job.
Yeah.
Maybe take your hourly and times it by the eight, right?
Yeah. We've sold a few over, you know, $1,200, $1,300. They just got hot bidding streak. People were so excited because they've been bidding on it. And you make profit up into, like, one of our profits was $1,200. So
nice.
That one just paid for the next 20 properties that we bought. And there's properties always coming onto this list. And so you're not just the ones that we offer $50 on, but you have a whole list of other properties that are sitting there you pay a little bit more for.
Mm-hmm. And then when you put them on eBay, you can put five of them and just schedule the date that you want them to start.
That's exactly what we do. So Beth, part of her job with me is that the first week of the month, she picks out the properties and she schedules the one that came in that she picked out the month before for the rest of the month. And she's done. So if you're a part-time investor and you're like, hey, I'm doing this on Sundays, write your offers out on Sundays, you list your properties on Sundays. And you just one Sunday a month, and you've generated this for you. And then when they sell, you know, you have to ship and you have to fill out the deed, but it's all boilerplate stuff.
Mm-hmm. And that's minimal work.
Oh, yeah. Adding a name to a boilerplate of a quitclaim deed.
Yeah.
So again, it's not a get rich thing. This is a way to churn a little bit of money. You know, if it's your business is to sell a few pieces of property, you're not having to mail for it. You don't have to have the pat live. You don't have to do all this stuff. It's just another little, hey, you know, your son is 15. He's kind of into this sort of stuff. He wants to be an entrepreneur, but you know he's out there mowing yards. He could take his money from mowing a yard for $50, buy a piece of property, sell it for $1,000, and now what is his work worth to him? You know, he put a little bit of elbow grease in, and he's turned it into that much more money.
Yeah, I love it. It's a great idea.
I think that's where we do a disservice to our kids is we don't teach them how to make that second turn or that third turn on their money. So they go work hard for it, then they want to go buy something. No, 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 son. You got to put it to work and do one thing with it, then you buy with that. And then that's where you create wealth, and you teach your kids to learn about generational wealth.
Yeah, my dad was I don't know what the right word is. But he used to always get me with things like that. He used to always ask me, like, can I wash your truck and get some money? Like, sure. I know we agree on a price like $20.
Uh-huh.
I know I've told you this before.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can wash my truck. I'll give you $20. I go wash the truck. He'd come back, and he'd be like, well, we agreed on $20, but you used my water, my soap, my equipment.
Yeah.
All that adds up to this. And so realistically, I'll give you, you know, you earned about $10 or $12.
Yeah. You used to tell me that when you mow the yard, yeah. you'd have to rent the lawnmower from him, the gas that you use, the weed eater string, everything.
Yeah. Yeah. He bought me new equipment. Or he bought himself new equipment.
And you had to make payments on it for it?
I had to mow the yard for an entire summer, I think, to pay all that off.
Uh-huh.
And then I could finally start making money.
That's awesome.
I mean, that's business.
It is. It is. And you know, it sounds like people are probably going, oh my God, I can't believe your dad did that to you. But that's real world. That's life.
Yeah.
My parents were pretty good about stuff like that. They wouldn't charge me to mow the yard, like wouldn't charge me rent for everything like that. But I could use it to go mow other people's yard. I didn't get paid for it. I could go use it to mow other people's yard and make money from there. But my parents had a deal with us that if you wanted something that was over $100, if you told them what you wanted, then you came up with the half of the other half, you know, they would do that with you. But you had to give them time. I mean, we couldn't say, hey, mom, dad, I want to go buy a Ferrari and I saved up 10 grand, you know. It wasn't anything like that, but they would meet you halfway in that. And you know, I think they realized kind of early that I was willing to put in some work. Like I would go walk the neighborhood with a lawnmower. If I saw a high grass, I'd go knock on a door, where some of my brothers and sisters may not do that, you know? And so, hey, Dad, I got $1,000. I want to buy this car.
Well, all right. Those are some good lessons. The book is great. I'm excited for you to have it out. I hope everyone gets it. They love it. And anything else you want to throw in there?
No, I mean, it's across the different multimedia platforms. We do have a link on Facebook to get to it. I do appreciate the support for those who bought it already. And we gave out some pre copies at the meetup. So if you are listening to this and you got one of the pre copies, if you would leave a review, that helps me climb up the rankings there. And because remember, it's going to a good cause. We're not pocketing a ton of money. We're sending it back to charity, paying it forward.
Yeah. And while you're leaving him a review on his book, make sure you go to Facebook, make sure you go to Instagram, give us a like, give us a follow, and then go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, go to wherever else you're listening to us. Like, rate, review, subscribe to the show. It really helps us out, and we appreciate it, and we love you, and we will be back Wednesday. All right, thanks.
Thanks, guys.